Derek the Change Man Smith, here it is. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass. Coming up in just about 9 minutes, it's Monday Night Madness. We've got a special guest with us tonight, and that is the amazing Miss Aretta Woodruff. And guys, kick back, and you're going to be able to enjoy and hear this interview by this young lady here, right here on The Buzz. I'm WB, and joining me shortly will be my co-host, D.A., the Waymaker. But, hey, kick back, grab a glass, get ready for the party. I'm going to drop this jam right here. This is The Buzz, baby. Let's do it. It's Monday Night Madness. Studio W, your global radio network. Hey, we circle the state 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the finest.
Oh.
I don't know any other way to put it. This thing right here is the baddest on the planet.
You ain't wanna have no fun.
What
you come for?
This is Nigel Perkins. Tie my shoestring.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Oh yeah. Come on, let's do this.
Welcome to the Nigel Perkins Show. If you like chicken wings,
yeah,
you're gonna love this here. That's what Richard said.
Let me tie my shoestring.
Come on.
Came to party with you, you don't know how to dance, clap your hands, let me see you clap your hands, while you still over there, sitting in your chair,
hey.
My God, I know you ain't scared, the mama got nerves, so she work, the way she working that skirt, say players on the wall, with your drinks in the air, let the ladies know you in here, please put a little hot sauce on my food, watch how I spice my groove, but please don't step on my shoes. Oh no, I'm step on my shoes. I'm making you more room to watch you move. Just wanna see you groove.
Tie my shoes crazy.
Tie my shoes strange.
We're about to get a little loose. If you ain't on the dance floor, then wake up.
Get to
him. Come on.
Don't need nobody getting stuck.
Get to
it. Around the room and all these queens. Say player gonna grab you a queen. Ooh, I should get in them jeans. Looking good in them jeans. Now I'm gonna hit a two-step, but don't hurt them. I
don't
see you over there flirting. Ooh, honey, hot sauce step. Turn around, go ahead, step. Clap, clap, and bagging on up. Everybody took.
Oh, this is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And this is Monday Night Madness. Hey, we got Miss Loretta. Miss Loretta coming up right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, kick back, grab a glass. Enjoy. Come on. Before I let go. Look.
You made me happy.
Come on.
This you can dance. You stood right beside me. Yeah. And I won't forget. Before I let go,
Frankie. Frankie, Beverly, and Maeve. Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said before, this is Monday Night Madness. And Monday Night Madness means exactly what we say. All right. We're not responsible. We advise that you might want to move some furniture. We're not responsible if you break any bones or anything like that. And watch those hips. Yeah, come on now. Come on. Come on. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's yours truly, WBN, the Waymaker. Waymaker, how are you, my dear friend?
Man, blessed by the best. Doing fantastic. Excited about tonight's show.
Tonight's show.
Southern Soul, Miss Loretta is in the building.
She's in the building. Miss Loretta.
Yeah.
Turn your camera on, darling. Let's see that beautiful face. I saw you earlier. Okay. We're going to have to get that fixed. We need your camera.
Yes,
dear. Okay. Turn your camera on.
All right.
Okay, darling. And in the meantime, we've got, is that Robert Earl?
That's me.
It is.
Hey, what's happening, Robert?
What's going on, homie?
Okay. Adjust your camera also. The top of your head is cut off. Yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Now we got everybody in the building. Waymaker. Now, you know what we do. You know what we do. On Wednesdays, we've got that fantastic show called Cultural Excellence. And out of that, we've had some amazing, amazing artists on there. We had people like, we had the one and only King of the Trail Ride Blues on last Wednesday. Jeter Jones was right here on the buzz, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly right. It was absolutely fantastic. Great interview, great music, great artists. And Southern Soul has become my favorite genre over the last year and a half or so. I just can't get away from this music. All right. Now, tonight we've got Miss Loretta and we're going to play her music. Yes. We're going to talk to her a little bit. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not an interview. Waymaker and I, we don't do interviews. We have conversation. Yeah. So Robert and Loretta, we're just going to have a conversation. Like we just met. We have friends. Look, we want to know more about you. Let's start. You are called, the Southern Soul Butterfly.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with that. Who is Miss Loretta? Nobody can tell your story as well as you can. Okay. When did you start singing? Okay. At what age did you know that you could sing? And
5.
Women, hold it back. You said 5?
5.
Oh, I'm loving this. Now, let me take a wild guess. Did you start singing in church?
I did.
You did? Tell us a little bit about it and where you from.
I'm from a little town called Wellington, Alabama. The dirt road back in the day. All paved now, but dirt road back in the day. You know, you had to go to church on Sundays.
Had to be there. Okay.
Okay.
And what's the little town called again?
Wellington.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me guess. Now, you had to go to church every Sunday, whether it's hot, cold, or whatever it is. And
exactly.
And I'm taking a wild guess here. I'm going to take a stab. Did the church have an air conditioner?
No. Yeah, man.
Okay.
You have a little wooden fan, or you get your program and fan as cool as you can get.
But you made it. You made it. So at the age of 5, were you singing in church? Were you singing solos? Were you in the children's choir? What? Tell us a little bit about it.
I was actually in the children's choir. And at the age of 5, I could sing, but I still had the little squeaky voice. So some of my stuff that I sing in the choir, I didn't come out as clear or as on the note in the beginning.
Right.
The choir director worked with me. It got a little better down through the years because I'd sing at the house and my brother would be like, Mom, would you please tell her to shut up? So I'm thankful for that little please tell her to shut up that kept me saying, you know what? I'm going to keep saying it because you told me to shut up.
I love it. Now, was that your brother with his arms folded right now, Robert?
It wasn't that one because he wants me to sing. It was the other brother.
Oh, it was the other one. Okay, because I talked to Robert. I talked to Robert yesterday, I believe, And he was talking about you and how you were out singing, and you were just out singing, singing karaoke and going around. And he encouraged that you go and take your career a little bit further. Robert, I want to go back to Aretha, but tell us a little bit about when you started encouraging your sister, says, hey, no, you got something here. All right. At what age did that start?
Well, actually, back in church, when she was saying, I would always go, you know, to the church events, but now this stuff, whatever. But we waited till, you know, we got older, and then that demon came out. I was like, you know what? Back in, I think it was like in maybe 85, 87 or something like that. It was, you know, up in the years.
Okay.
Then we started doing the karaoke like in 90 something.
Okay, hold on, Robin. I'm getting a slight feedback from you. I don't know what's going on there. We were very clear earlier tonight. And what you're saying is extremely interested. Okay, that's better now. That's better.
Okay.
So you say back in the 90s.
Okay. Yes, in the 90s, we started going to the karaoke things. And I would tell her, you know, before we even get there, I said, look, I said, I know karaoke is supposed to be fun and games and all this stuff. I said, but you can actually.
Okay, stop one second. I hate to interrupt you again, but I'm getting still some little feedback. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't either.
It's something when you speak, it's something, some bass voice be coming in. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's what I'm getting. That's all. We'll get this straightened out. We'll get this taken care of, and let's see what we can fix on your end. But because this is a very interesting story here. So back in the 90s, we're going back with some 30 years or so, right?
Yes. Yeah.
30 years. Wow.
We would go to the karaoke, and I would tell her, look, you know, I know this is fun and games for you. I said, but at the same time, this is like a job interview for you because this is something that, you know, you want to do in the future.
Right, absolutely.
And I told her, I said, you have to sound the part, look the part, and be the part. If that's what you want to do. I said, because you don't never know who's in the building that's looking.
Absolutely. Now do me a favor, Robert. Turn your volume down just a little bit because I'm still getting a little distortion feedback from you. And Aretha, what, Miss Aretha, okay, the Southern Soul Butterfly, you started listening to your brother at that time. Now, was it that you knew that, you knew you could sing at the time. We already know that. But what made you want to say, okay, I can explore this and go more into the professional and to the business aspect and even start recording? Aretha? Okay, I'm missing something here.
Yeah.
Oh,
she don't want out.
Yeah, go on and talk. Aretha, wave your hand if you can hear me. Okay, but we can't hear you. Okay, let's get that fixed. Say something, please. Okay.
Your mic is muted or something.
Did you mute your mic? Okay, we didn't do it on this end. Okay. But anyway, Waymaker, I'm going to let you talk a little bit.
Yes,
before.
Sir.
All right. We got to get you, already. You were perfect here. Earlier during the broadcast, we've got to get that back because I've got to hear more from you and also from Robert. And let's see if we can get these technical things taken care of. So, Waymaker, when did you meet Miss Aretha?
Yes, sir. Man, I'm glad you asked that question because I was like sitting here just can't wait. Man, I met Miss Aretha Christmas night 2 years ago. I was in Birmingham doing a show up there. And you know, I was my theme song is Mr. Sexy Man.
Uh-oh.
That's my theme song as far as, cause I think I'm a little sexy. You don't think, you think that nobody else will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
hey, bro,
doing that. Huh?
It's your thing. Do what
that's
you
right.
want to do with it, right?
That's right. So I'm going through the crowd or what have you, and somebody told me, say, give that lady the mic. And you know, that's something that I rarely do, if at any time. So, but whatever, I went on and gave this lady the mic. And when I gave Miss Aretta the mic, she blew the house down.
Wow.
And I made a statement after she got through singing my favorite song. I made a statement. I said, whoever hadn't got her, don't even worry about it, because wherever the Waymaker go, she gonna be with me.
I heard that.
And that was Christmas night. We did a show the following night, and she came, and we've been locked at the hip ever since. And I got a chance to meet her twin, which they not really twins, but actually they are by heart. Robert was there, and we all been locked in like one big happy family since then.
I love it. Now, we've talked about this brilliant artist so much here, and there's so much to go here, Ms. Aretta, okay? Like I said, we just have conversations. I hope you're enjoying it. You know, it's like you kick back in your living room, and, you know, friends are having a conversation. You're having maybe a cocktail or two and enjoying some music. So this is what we do right here on The Buzz.
Face of Southern Soul.
Come on.
I got my new wig.
Bounce back.
Ms. Aretta with
me. Hey, can we do this?
It's a bounce song, yeah.
Huh?
No,
Alabama.
I told you right now, you better ask somebody.
We're going all the way down.
Hey!
Let's go, Ms. Aretta.
Oh.
Studio W.
Man. The baddest on the planet.
We're telling me the world.
Waymaker, nobody can do what we do, bro. I'm telling you.
We don't even try.
Watch it now. Get up and do something here. No, I'll do it. Don't.
I know you will.
Oh Wow.
You throw a party right there in the studio.
All the time. This is part of Central. And Waymaker will tell you, we do this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know, people say, is that a podcast? No. You can't have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week podcast. It doesn't happen. We stream live. We're talking music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment. And someone was asking me to join a group earlier today. This is a DJ out here locally, right here in RVA. And he said, "Now," and it was, describe yourself. What does this station do? And thank you for asking. Music, talk. And when we talk, we have shows and we have talk shows and we have interviews and we have professionals and we talk from everything from mental health to politics. Okay, and back. Education, Waymaker, that,
yes, sir.
That was, okay, what week was that we had, a Dr. Charlotta Behringer Brown on, and that was the cultural excellence in education segment.
What? Yeah, that was about 2 weeks ago, two Wednesdays ago.
Man.
Dr. Bunny.
So this is what we do. Folks, we want to bring substance. Yep, we love to have fun. We love to party. But we have to also talk about those things that would allow us to continue the lifestyles that we want to achieve, right? So it has to go with business and education and music and making money, and then we can have some fun. A broke man, he doesn't have a whole lot of fun.
We just do what grown folks do. Make a way, baby. Make a way.
Make a way. Wow, let's get back to Miss Aretta. That song right there, Miss Aretta, Bounce Back. I've been playing that song for weeks. Yes. I don't know if you know it or not. Did you know that? I can't hear you. I cannot hear you.
Your mute is on.
I'm not mute. Did you mute yourself? Turn your volume up. We need to hear your voice.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Aretta, baby, we got to hear from you. You can hear us, right?
Somebody might have called her.
Oh,
her phone. And then it goes silence. That's why she had to go out and come back in.
Oh, okay.
When that happened.
Okay. Well, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to play another Miss Aretta songs right here. Okay. And we'll wait for her to get back on because we need to talk to this talented artist.
Yes.
Right.
Oh. Hey, Robert, did you write this?
I didn't write that, but I wrote Bounce Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing, Miss Aretta?
Dear music. Thank you.
like a dress shirt without a tie. Love is a five-letter word.
Robert stood up on that one.
I know, right? Now, you
can love old kisses, yeah. Oh, oh, warm embrace. No, no, no. And in case your charm business, you got the happiness to take it.
Is a five-letter word.
It is.
Wow, wow, wow. And guys, if you laid it out, let's see, L-O-V-E, that's four. Robert, you got to explain, why is it five? Robert, unmute your mic. Okay.
Love is a five-letter word.
Five-letter word. You know, hey, that's deep. That is
without,
real deep. Hey, Robert.
With most, without money, you ain't got love. Without most.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, Lord, here we go.
Hey, I told you.
You gotta have a little money to get love, because every now and then you gotta buy something.
You gotta, dollars.
To show them that you love them.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, I tell them all the time, it's not all about how much it costs. It's the simple things.
Yeah. Love is a five-letter word. Robert, you wrote that. Robert, did you write that?
I didn't. That's Denise Nassell.
Whew.
Wrote that.
That's amazing stuff. That is amazing
stuff.
And
I was able to get the rights to be able to do that tribute CD of Denise Nassell's music. That has never been put out.
That's
the
right.
The songs on that track, if you listen back, you really haven't heard them anywhere.
That's right. And let's talk about that, because is that your latest release?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, so tell the audience about this, because it's a tribute to Denise LaSalle.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about it.
To start out, I opened for Denise LaSalle many times. Mm. And one of the times she came to Birmingham, and the promoter didn't have her money. Mm. And so We were, you know, my band was set up, ready to do what we do. We opened and, you know, did our thing.
Right.
And, you know, she was like, she wasn't coming on stage because she wasn't getting her money. So she was like, hey, I don't have to come on stage. She did that.
Oh.
And from that point on, every time I opened for her, she would say to me, if I was ever somewhere and was doing one of her songs that she wanted me to sing, she sing my song better than I sing.
Oh my God. Continue, please.
And for me, Denise LaSalle always was the queen for me on the blues side. You know, she always, when she'd be around, she was never, as some people, they're so big, they're stuck on themselves. She was never that.
Uh-huh.
She was always that humble lady that if you had a question, she had an answer. You know, so.
I'm absolutely loving this.
When a friend of mine told me that Denise LaSalle wanted me, right before she passed away, a friend of mine told me that he is best friends with her daughter and told me, said, you know, Denise LaSalle told us, if anybody ever did her music, it would definitely be you.
You know, what's so incredible about this conversation is the fact that your brother, Robert, encouraged you after you singing karaoke. I call it karaoke. All right. Some people call it karaoke, and that's all right. That's a conversation for another time.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. All right. But going from there to going on stage and then hooking up with a star like Denise LaSalle, and you getting that opportunity to open for her, and Fresno Concerts is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Fresno Concerts. We'll talk about that a little bit, but let's get back to this. I'm amazed from you going from 5 years old, realizing in the church, in the children's choir singing.
Yes.
All right. You had another brother that told you, you singing around the house, and he's asking your mom to have you to shut up, and you are more determined than ever to do that. Let me ask you this. So, going into middle school, did you sing? And going into high school, did you sing?
I did. I sang in the choir in school.
Okay. All right. And that experience there, how did that kind of, did you find that helpful in the shaping of your musical abilities, your timing, your voice? The learning that you had from your teachers there.
Yes.
Did all of this help out, in your opinion?
It did.
How so?
My music director, Miss Phyllis Shaddix, God rest her soul, she was always inspirational in all of her students, but she would always tell me, because I would always be kind of on the shy side, didn't know why, but I was, and she was like, we're going to make you do a solo at this next event that happened. Like, no ma'am.
Yes.
She's like, yeah. So I ended up doing a couple of solo events that we had in school, and, you know, still not thinking that I was as good as someone else. But my brother was always in behind me saying, you're good as, and some things better than.
Mm.
And, you know, I still had my little doubt in the back of my mind. And he would say, you know what, the karaoke, we would go to the karaoke. And he tell me, I need you to dress the part, I need you to look the part, and I need you to sing the part. And I'd look at him crazy, of course, because I'm like, I'm just going to have fun with everybody else. No, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. And I was like, okay. So from there, you know, it just inspired me more, because he's always been behind me saying, you can do this, you can do this. Songs he would choose that I would not have chosen. And he'd be like, you can hit that range, or you can sing that note, or you can sing this, or you can sing that. I'm like, no, I can't sing that song. And he said, yes, you can. And so that always stuck in the back of my mind, of course. But the fact that he never gave up on me saying what I could do, and, you know, karaoke got me to a point of being where I am on stage and being able to hold notes as long as I am and being able to stay on stage as long as I do. Because I can stay on stage 2 hours and not come off. None.
Yes.
Not cutting her off. Like, a funny story. I started recording her in church in the older years.
Yeah.
And I let her hear. She said, that me?
I said, yeah, that's you, fool. Because like I said, and I would tell anybody that I talk to that she do not really give herself the praises.
Yes.
So that's what I'm for, you know.
Wow.
I'm going to make sure, if I don't care who I meet, would I meet somebody, they going to know about a rep.
That's right.
Yeah. And like I tell anybody, if I tell you something about a rep and we go to one of her shows, whatever I tell you, you best believe you're going to get all of that and more.
You're going to get it. Absolutely. You're going to get it.
You're going to get that and more.
You're going to get it.
We had went to, one time we had one of my friends, God, we're still show. They had, we were working together at a chicken plant, Gold Kid. So they was having a big party. And so a birthday party, I said, well, I want you to do a song for them. So she said, okay. So we chose the song Hero by Mariah Carey.
Uh-oh.
And so we was, she was practicing one day. I said, you gonna sing this song, girl, because you got this. So that night, you know, that's when I'm going down. The Mary J. Blige version was out also. So that night, you know, for the party, you know, they had the little grass skirt song and stuff, whatever. But when it was time for her to do, you know, her two songs, which was Hero and I'm Going Down, she went and changed. Where the DJ was like, where the little girl that's supposed to be knowing how to sing, you know, like,
what?
You know, being a little sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay. So we came out, whatever. And it was like about 200 people just, we was outside and it was on the park. So when she got to the high part in Hero, cause at first she already had my shirt, her hand in my shirt piled up.
I did.
And the people were about, I guess, 15 steps from her. But by the time she got to that high part, they were standing right in her face because they were trying to see if that was really her singing or was it lip syncing.
Wow.
That's just how good it was.
That's an amazing story. Wimig, I'm going to toss it over to you. But I want to nail down a couple of points that Robert mentioned and also Aretta mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear very closely, and this is how important it is to have somebody in your corner that's going to push you and encourage you, because you're going to have forces against you. Okay.
Yeah.
And Aretta, I can't thank your brother enough for it being in your corner. And we just met. Because a lot of people don't have that support. A lot of people don't have that. They have a lot of people coming at them. You can't do this. You can't. And your brother never told you that you couldn't do anything.
No.
He told you that you could.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And you trusted him. You believed him. Oh, this is an amazing story. And I want to say to our global audience, DA, how important it is to have people on your side, that's not going to tear you down, but in saying that you can. Waymaker, the floor is yours.
Man, that's what I love about her brother, Robert, is that he's such a outstanding support system. And this is something that normally folks don't have.
You don't have
it. That's why I told you, we cannot get Miss Loretta without Robert. We got to have it.
Right.
You know, because they come as one. So I'm very proud, and he know how much I love his support, of him supporting his sister, and that just makes her better.
Yeah.
And guess
she
what?
Always comfortable when Robert's around.
Well, guess what? I love the fact that you love it, and I love it too.
I appreciate it. It's like whenever...
Excuse me.
We just like tick and talk. Yeah. Whenever she get ready to do a show, even if she going to do a funeral, she gonna call me and say, "Bro, what song she think I should sing?" You know?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, "Oh, well, I think you should sing this, whatever." She said, "Okay, that's a good idea."
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
You know, either when she get ready to put a show together, me and her talk or whatever, and she said, okay, what song you think I should do or whatever, or either her something that we'll make up her when she coming out, or any little thing, whatever. I'm always going to try to put my input, you know, even clothes or whatever. I see something that I think that, oh, she look good with that on stage, whatever, blah, 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 and I end up getting, like, I got, like, what, 5 outfits in there now that I just got through the mail for her that she hadn't even wore yet.
Man.
And, but I mean, that's how it is, because I do believe in her.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
She deserves it. She's not just good. She's excellent. And I would tell anybody that I just put her up, but, you know, against anybody with her. Her attitude, her stage presence, her ability to sing 2 hours and still sound good the whole show, yeah. Her ability to be able to keep the audience.
That's right.
And all of that, she's not only a singer, she's an entertainer.
She's a performer.
She entertain her people.
That's what I
like about her, you know. And I don't care if you run the drunks that be on the floor all the time in front of her. I won the big time star. She gonna treat you just the same, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you can't find that in everybody.
You can't. So let me ask you this. You know, we're gonna delve more into this after I play. I got to play a couple more of her songs, right? Because we have more time, more songs, we have music, and so I want to play as many of your songs as I can, Ms. Aretta. Robert.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting some text messages, and they're loving your story, this storytelling. Oh. They're loving this entire thing, and we want to get a little bit more back into that. We already know that she was out of control at the age of 5. We already know that. In a good way. All right. And then going up through middle school and through high school. And we're going to talk about singing karaoke, going back into the 90s until you are now opening for Denise LaSalle, having an album out right now, a tribute to the great Denise LaSalle. And you're hanging out with me, Waymaker. And what do you got to say before I drop this next jam?
Man, look here, I am amazed. I'm happy that they are part of the Waymaker group. I thank God for them, and I just look forward to what the future holds for Miss Aretta, the butterfly of Southern Soul.
Of Southern Soul.
I'm excited.
Well, guess what? Man, we've only gotten through, maybe 3 songs? Man, look, okay, let's do this.
It's a lot of music.
Can we do this?
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Can we do this?
It's the flow washer.
Come on now.
Come on.
Go ahead, Aretta. Are you serious right now? Hey, wait a minute. She's kind of sassy,
yes,
too. She's sassy.
Ooh, man, you talking about sassy.
She really is. You have to be at one of her shows.
Yeah, you gotta see her perform.
I don't think it's gonna last. I'm slowly losing my ground. Slowly sinking.